indicate the starting lineups for tonight's game, presented by Preston Automotive Group. First, for the visiting Fredericksburg Nationals.
Leading you up to first pitch, it's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
And cook a high drive deep left center field. That baseball's gone!
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks, the throw is late! Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds!
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Purdue Stadium. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek here with you. Game 5 of 6 between your Delmarva Shorebirds and the Fredericksburg Nationals. Shorebirds looking to make it 5 straight wins over the Fred Nats, 6 in a row overall, after the Shorebirds took the series last night with a 6-4 come-from-behind win, although it was an early comeback for the Shorebirds in last night's ballgame. Delmarva now at 14-23 in the season. They are winners of 5 in a row, their longest winning streak here this season. Fredericksburg on a 5-game skid now at 19-17, and they've not only dropped out of first place in the Northern Division now, they've dropped out of the top two. They are now in third place, trailing both the Carolina Mudcats and the Lynchburg Hillcats, who are now in first place, a game and a half up on those Mudcats. Flashback to last night's game real quick, because oddly enough, the final 6 innings of that ball game, there's not a whole lot to talk about. We got to talk about the first 3. Fredericksburg scored 4 times in the top of the first off of Dan Fetterman. 3-run homer for Alan Barrios, and it looked like the Fred Nats were on their way to snapping their losing skid. Not so fast. Bomb in the second, a 4th spot for the Birds. Moises Ramirez, an RBI single. Wild pitch scores a run, and then Daryl Hernandez, a 2-run double, ties us at 4. Move along to the third. Moises Ramirez, 2-on, 2-out, 3-2 pitch. Runners go. He blasts one into the right center gap. Wipes the bases clear. Shorebirds with a 6-4 lead. From that point forward, nothing but zeros up on the board. As after the first inning for the Delmarva pitching staff, they strung 8 straight zeros together, including holding the Nationals hitless over the final 5 innings that they pitched. For the Fred Nats' own part, their pitching staff retired the final 12 Shorebirds batters that would hit in the game. Alex Pham went the final 3. He picked up the save, his 2nd of the season. Hugo Beltran the winner, his 2nd win in the past week. So that sets the stage for today's game. And with the Shorebirds offense humming along the way it is, it's no surprise as we had one of the co-hitting coordinators of the Orioles minors on the show yesterday, Anthony Vella. Well, today we get the other half of that pair in Cody Ashey. You might remember Cody from his playing days with the Philadelphia Phillies. He was a pretty highly regarded prospect at one point as well. Cody's playing career is done. He is now here in the Orioles system as a co-coordinator on the hitting side for the Orioles minors. So I'll go ahead, stop yapping, and let Cody Ashey steal the show here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, we're joined by one of the Orioles minor league co-hitting coordinators, Cody Ashey. Cody, first off, welcome to the Orioles organization. First time I'm imagining down here in Salisbury for you. How's it been, first year wearing the orange and black?
It's been fun. I've gotten to wear a lot of hats, learn a lot of new faces, work with a lot of new people, and I think that's kind of the spice to life. It's been a challenge for sure, professionally and personally. But I love it. We have such tremendous support in our player development staff from the top down, from the front office to the big league staff all the way down to, the people that work in the complexes. So I think that's made the transition of coming over, pretty natural and easy.
And speaking of that transition, I noticed, you just thrown to the guys here in Salisbury that you already know these guys on a pretty intimate level. What's that process been like, getting to know each and every one of these hitters and learn what makes them tick?
It hasn't been easy, honestly. I was hired in November and, really didn't get a good look at a lot of these guys until spring training. Luckily, we were able to have a little early camp before minor league spring training, and then I think it's just a credit to all of our affiliate level hitting coaches. Ryan Fuller and Villa, they laid a good groundwork, so they made it really easy to just to kind of jump right in and have some systems in place that allowed me to learn them fast. And other than that, it's just putting your boots on the ground and just kind of getting to know them and sweating with them a little bit. I think players these days, they enjoy seeing that out of their coaches. And I think we ex- excel at that in this org. I think it just creates just a really natural bond between player and coach.
And speaking of kind of sweating with the guys, you just finished up throwing a competitive round of BP. What's it like having to kind of wear that kind of hat? I can't imagine that's something that you were expecting coming into this kind of coaching role, maybe just regular BP, but getting up there, spinning breaking balls, some change-ups and things like that. That's a different aspect to it.
Yeah, it's actually one of the most fun parts of our job. I think if you polled our hitting coaches, that would be one of the things we enjoy the most, honestly. But it's just a really good training stimulus for the players. And again, our role as coaches is just to try to provide them the best avenue to become their best version of themselves. So I don't think we mind getting out there and throwing, you know, 200-300 pitches of BP. If that's what it takes, you know, to get a guy from A ball to high A or high A to double A or triple A to the big leagues, we're going to do it. It's just the kind of people we have here.
As somebody who had a long playing career, what do you take away from your own player development process that you want to instill now that you're a coach?
Yeah. You know, I always just gravitated towards the coaches that I felt like really believed in me, and they wouldn't give up on me. And that's just kind of the mindset I try to take with players is, you know, slow to judge and slow to react, and eager to just, like, learn the person and the player. Those are the coaches I always gravitated to. Those are the coaches that had the biggest impact on myself. Not necessarily who was the smartest or, you know, who knew the most, but the coaches I could really tell cared. And I'm just one piece of the puzzle here in Baltimore. I think it's a strong suit of all of our coaches. We really put the player first. We just really want our players to do good.
And what drew you initially once you were done playing to say, hey, this kind of coaching role, being able to hop from affiliate to affiliate, is something that would interest me?
Yeah, honestly, I would say it was just kind of like the path of least resistance for me to summer, trained for a while, and then kind of see the writing on the wall that, you know, things aren't going to go my way and get another job. So just reached out to some people, got into coaching last year, and then towards the end of last year, Bill and myself met. I think it was just a pretty natural connection. Got a chance to meet Matt Blood, our farm director. Got a chance to meet a lot of the people, the support staff. And, if you spend a day around our group, you'd find it pretty easy to want to join us as well.
And my final question for you is, you and Villa are obviously co-hitting coordinators. What makes you guys a good team? What makes him easy to work with? What makes you easy to work with him?
Yeah, I wish I had like a great answer. I don't know. We just kind of have a natural connection. For me, it's just easy to hang out with him. It's easy to converse with him. I think we both are very driven. We both demand a lot, and we want a lot out of our org, and we're both competitive, and we want the Orioles to be the best. And so I think that's our guiding light on every day. And you just personally, you just try to surround yourself with people like that. So I just try to kind of follow his lead. He's really easy to follow, and sets a good example for everybody. I think if you asked everybody in our org, you know, they would say the same thing about him. So, we're a good team, and we see things a touch differently, and that's good. It's good. We provide good perspective, and I think I'm humble. I think he's humble. And we're humble enough to get more wrong. Stubborn enough to stand our ground when we believe in something. So, grateful that, you know, he's on my side.
Well, Cody, thank you for your time here today, and welcome to the Orioles organization.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll try to slip in here very quickly as the Shorebirds are taking the field with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup. First for the Fredericksburg Nationals, it's Jacob Young in center, Jeremy De La Rosa, the DH, Brady House at short, Stephen Williams in right, Brandon Bossier at first, Sammy Infante at third, Andre Arias in left, Jake Sullivan catches, and Beyond Del Pena
Bats nine for Andre Lara on the mound for the Frednets. For the Shorebirds, Luis Valdez is in center, and Wilbert Romero bats second, playing second. Daryl Hernandez, the shortstop, plays third. Trenton Craig, the right fielder, bats fourth. Isaac DeLeon at third, bats fifth. Green Willems DHs tonight. He'll bat sixth. Ryan Higgins out in left field, bats seventh. Josue Cruz, the first baseman, eighth. And Michael Montecone does the catching for Juan de los Santos on the hill. For your Shorebirds, that's their Preston Automotive Group starting lineup. Shorebirds have now taken the field, so we'll go ahead, step aside one more time, and come back with first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebird Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball through down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Purdue Stadium here on a gorgeous Saturday night. It's time for Shorebirds baseball. Sam Jelinek here with you. Shorebirds and Fredericksburg Nationals for the fifth time this week. Shorebirds have taken the first four, looking to put an exclamation point here on the week and maybe go for the series sweep. Shorebirds put the ball in the hand of Juan de los Santos, who gets the start here tonight. De los making his eighth start of the season. 6'3", 250-pound righty, is 1-3 with a 1.97 ERA to start out this season. He's on the bump, and this is the defense that manager Felipe Rojas Jr. sets up behind him. It's Ryan Higgins in left, Luis Valdez in center, Trenton Craig man's right, Isaac De Leon's in third, Daryl Hernandez at short, Noelbert Romero at second, Josue Cruz at first base, and Michael Montecone does the catching. De Los Santos has arguably been the Shorebirds' best pitcher this season through and through. He has been extremely consistent. He hasn't allowed more than two earned runs in any one start, and that was actually his last outing where he still went five. Gave up two runs, five hits, two walks, seven strikeouts against Salem last Sunday, as that was his most gutsy performance to date. 86 pitches. He did not look sharp through the first two innings of that ball game, but he was able to string together three zeros in the third, fourth, and fifth, including a 1-2-3 fifth when he was pitching above 80 pitches for the first time, ostensibly in his career, at least the first time this season. And he was able to reach back during that fifth, still get up to 95-96, and blow it away for a 1-2-3 frame. Jacob Young leads it off for the Frednats as the Shorebirds go with their orange jerseys again, their orange alternate. Shorebirds in black across the front, white pants, black cap. Frednats going with their alternate red. Frednats in white across the front, white numbers on the back, gray pants for them. De Los Santos from the first base side of the rubber into his full windup, his first pitch of the game. It's a fastball that misses low for ball one. One thing we learned from De Los Santos' last start is this game gets started a touch early at 7:04. 1-0. Young swings and misses at the fastball up high, 1-1. Is that De Los Santos will begin the game mostly sitting between 90 to 92 before really easing into it and getting up to 95 by the time the fourth rolls around. 1-1, fouled back and out of play by Young, and the count's 1-2. Young has led off each day for the Fred Nats this week, hitting .225 in the season, .622 OPS. De Los Santos the wind and the 1-2. Fastball called, strike three, outside half. Young can't pull the trigger, and De Los Santos begins his night with a punch-out. De Los Santos, at least on paper, just still a three-pitch mix. Fastball, curveball, changeup. We have seen the makings of a slider here this season now. Brings up Jeremy De La Rosa, the DH tonight for the Fred Nats. First pitch home. There's the curveball, falls in at the knees for strike one. De La Rosa, the best hitter statistically for the Fred Nats this season, .932 OPS. 0-1, rolled on the ground towards second to his left. Romero can't flag it down. He stabbed for it. Went by his glove on into right field, and Jeremy De La Rosa with a base hit here with one out in the first. I think if Romero could have that one back, he might lay out for it. Looked like the baseball kind of got on him a little bit quicker than he expected. So De La Rosa at first, and that brings up Brady House. House, three homers, 28 driven in on the season, .871 OPS. The pitch, breaking ball down and in for ball one. De Los Santos, still just 19, won't turn 20 for another couple of days on the 25th. Out of San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. De La Rosa at first, here's the pitch. And House swings, hits it off the side of the mound to the second baseman Romero, flips to second, one relay to first, not in time. Hernandez unleashed a rifle of a throw, but House able to beat it out for the double play. So that one a little slow developing as the grounder kicked off the side of the mound straight to the second baseman Romero. Fielder's choice, House replaces De La Rosa at first, and that brings up Steven Williams. Williams playing right field tonight, left-handed batter. Open stance, De La Rosa the set, now the pitch, and Williams rockets one into right center field. That's down for a base hit, cut off by the center fielder Valdez, spins and throws back to the center of the diamond. House goes first to third, Williams held just a single though. Good job by Valdez getting to that ball quickly. And there's men at the corners with two outs for Brandon Bossier. Off the bat, I thought that ball was sure to split the gap. Valdez with that kind of speed. Some scouts pinning it at 80 grade at its highest. Able to cut it off, keep the runners at the corners now for Brandon Bossier. First baseman tonight for the Fred Nats was 0-for-2 last night, two walks. De La Rosa steps off, now retoes the rubber. De Los, even on a hot, muggy day, it's been mostly high 80s into the 90s, going with long black sleeves. First pitch to Bossier. He swings and hits a grounder right back up the middle. Hernandez gloves it behind the bag and goes to the base to force out Williams and end the inning. A 10-pitch frame for Juan De Los Santos as he strands to a board in the first. We'll go to the bottom of the first. It's Fredericksburg nothing and Delmarva coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter in the contest that can bring you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road for 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom of the first here from Salisbury. Shorebirds and Fred Nat scoreless after a half inning of play. Luis Valdez leads it off for the Birds against Andre Lara on the mound for the Fred Nats. Lara 0-2 on the season, a 5.56 ERA, 6'4", 180, red-handed pitcher. Works on the first base side of the rubber. Full windup, his pitch home, and Valdez pops it out of play down the third baseline for strike one. Lara, fastball, slider, changeup. One of the top prospects in the national system. Either top five by some outlets or just around there by most. 0-1 to Valdez. Ruiz takes down and in for ball one. Set the defense for you for the Fred Nats. It's Andre Arias out in left, Jacob Young in center, Steven Williams in right. Sammy Infantes at third, Brady House at short. Pitch home. Valdez watches a heater skip in 2-1. Viandel Pena's at second, Brandon Bossier at first, and Jake Sullivan does the catching. Valdez switch hitter, bats from the left side. Has had an atrocious homestand. 2-1, pass ball up and in. He turns out of the way. 3-1. Valdez, after going 0-for-3 last night, now 2-for-36 on the homestand. 3-1. He swings, hits a slow grounder towards second. Up the middle, Pena gloves, throws the first. Very nicely retires Valdez. Luis with that great speed, can't leg it out. Pena able to move quickly, retire him. And there's one away here in the bottom of the first. No score. So that brings up Noelbert Romero. One out, nobody on. Lara off to a good start. Shorebird saw Lara a couple of times at the end of last season and to begin this year. First pitch to Romero. Breaking ball misses high for ball one. He threw three scoreless innings on the first Sunday of the season as the Shorebirds were shut out by the Fred Nats 7-0. 1-0 to Romero. Noelbert checks his swing, but it's in there for a called strike, 1-1. Lara, last year with the Fred Nats, ended up starting two games. The pitch, Romero swings and misses at a breaking ball down, 1-2. 8 2/3 innings, gave up 6 runs, 8 walks, 5 strikeouts, actually made his single-A debut against the Shorebirds. Lara out of Coro, Venezuela. Romero at the plate out of Caracas. 1-2 home. Romero winds it down the left field side. That's in for a base hit, and it makes its way all the way to the wall. Romero around first. He'll trundle into second standing with a double here with one away. Good piece of hitting by Noelbert Romero. Out in front of a breaking ball there. Keeps the hands back. Throws him at the ball and lines it into left. Two base hit. His fifth of the season. He's trying to get going this week. 2-for-15 coming into the game against the Fred Nats. Brings up Daryl Hernandez. And out at second for Daryl, one out. Hernandez, the leading RBI man for the Shorebirds with 24. No score, bottom of the first. Lara, set of the letters, his pitch home. Fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Gorgeous day for baseball again. Like we said in the top half, pretty hot, pretty muggy. But barely a cloud in the sky. The wind whipping up every now and again. When it does, it's actually quite nice. 0-1. Hernandez tries to check his swing, but the ball meets the knob of his bat. Fouls it off first base side. It's 0-2. Hernandez tied the game in the third inning last night with a two-run double. It's only hit in the game. Now batting .267, .821 OPS, leads the Shorebirds. 0-2. Hernandez ropes one into left field, a base hit. Romero throws at first, now makes his way to third. He'll hold up there. Hernandez a wide turn around first, stays put. The throw comes into the cutoff man, and Hernandez a line drive single to left. Shorebirds with men at first and third, and one away for Trenton Craig. Tough break for the Shorebirds there. Romero had to freeze. It's the rule on all line drives, especially on the infield. So men at the corners, one out for Craig. Could be a good spot for Hernandez to run. He's 8-for-8 in stolen bases this season. No score, bottom of the first. Right on right matchup. The pitch, Hernandez runs. Craig takes outside. The throw goes through to second. Here comes Romero to the plate. Here's the throw. It is not in time. Romero swims his way around the tag as Pena's throw to the plate was on the money, but Romero slides a hand in there and opens the ball game. Shorebirds score first. It's 1-0 here in the first. Double steal executed to perfection. So Hernandez with his ninth stolen base, Romero with his fifth. 1-0 Shorebirds, a man at second and one out. 1-0 count on Trenton Craig. 1-0. Fastball is high for ball two. Craig, three for his first 23 here with the Shorebirds, was added to the roster at the start of the homestand. 2-0. Swings and misses, looking dead red, got a slider down and away. Nowhere close, 2-1. Craig looking for his first Delmarva RBI. Had a chance last night in the second, ended up grounding into a fielder's choice when the runner got thrown out at the plate. 2-1. Swing and a miss, back to the slider, down and away. Craig comes up empty, 2-2. Hernandez leads away from second. Pena holds him tight. Lara's pitch. Slider chopped down the third base line. Third baseman Infante waits back on it. Nice short hop pick and fires across to get Craig the second out of the inning. Infante actually got caught in between there. He wanted to wait back. Saw Craig was quick out of the box. Tried to come in on the ball. Short hopped himself but still made the play. Pretty nifty. Hernandez stays put at second. Brings up Isaac De Leon back into the lineup. De Leon was a scratch in yesterday's game as during early work ended up taking a ball to the face during some ground ball drills. First pitch to him, he swings and lines one right at the third baseman Infante, who spears it for the final out of the inning. Shorebirds barrel up a couple of balls off of Lara, score a run on a double steal, and we're off to the second. Shorebirds lead it 1-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your Little League team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team date, as there is limited availability for your Little Leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the second, Shorebirds with a 1-0 lead after a double steal for Noelbert Romero and Daryl Hernandez executed to perfection. Juan de los Santos back to work, stranded men at the corners to end the first. Look for a cleaner inning, although it only took him 10 pitches to get through the first anyways, despite giving up two hits. Sammy Infante leads it off, de los into his wind, the first pitch, breaking ball top of the zone for a called strike. Infante still leading the league in homers with 7. Kicks off the second inning for the Fred Nats. De Los Santos from the first base side of the rubber winds up and fires home. Infante swings and misses, breaking ball down, and it's 0-2. The pitch, Infante swings and misses. Foul tipped, held onto by Monte Cone. And that's the first out here in the second. De Los Santos with his second strikeout of the game. Brings up Andre Arias. Arias was out of the lineup last night for the Fred Nats. Left-handed batter, the pitch home. Fastball is high and away. 1-0. Romero far more economical to open up tonight's game than he was against Salem last Sunday. 1-0. Arias swings and misses. Fastball boring down and away. 1-1. Arias hitting 164 on the season. 579 OPS. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball up. Delos' velocity continues to rise as he gets deeper into the outing. That was at 94. 1-2. 1-0 Birds, top of the second. De Los Santos in a groove. His 1-2 pitch. Swung on and skied on the left side of the infield. Shortstop Hernandez calling for it. On the infield, Dirty makes the grab for the second out of the inning. Two up, two down for De Los Santos here in the second. Brings up the catcher, Jake Sullivan. Sullivan, no homers, two driven in on the season. 185 average, 512 OPS, right-handed batter. De Los Santos the turn and the first pitch. Fastball on the inside corner, 94 again from De Los Santos for strike one. Seems like De Los just really good feel for the zone here tonight. 0-1. Chopped foul down the third baseline. It's quickly 0-2. De Los Santos hasn't had what you would call a walk problem. He's only walked 13 in 32 innings. But every now and again it can flare up. He'll walk three in a start. He manages to work around it due to his overwhelming stuff. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball up. Sullivan chases through it. And Juan De Los Santos with a 1-2-3 seconds. We're on to the bottom of the second. Shorebirds lead it 1-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the second, Shorebirds leading the Fred Nats 1-0. Sam Jelinek with you. Andre Lara back to work for Fredericksburg. Gave up a run in the first. Two hits, a double steal. Planning a run for the Shorebirds. 6-7-8-2 up. Cray Willems, Ryan Higgins, and Josue Cruz. Big day in Birdland. Obviously nothing to do with the Shorebirds themselves, although they had a piece of the history at one point. Adley Rutschman finally getting called up to the majors, making his debut. Trying to keep you up to date whenever he gets his first at-bat, if he gets his first hit and whatnot. Creed Willems leads it off, left-handed batter. Laura the windup in the first pitch home. This is down and away with a changeup for ball one. Willems DH'ing tonight after catching last night. Orioles have certainly stockpiled quite a few good hitting catchers. 1-0, Willems lines one into left center. On comes Arias, that'll drop in front of him in the gap for a base hit. Creed Willems continues to swing it well this week. Another base hit. He's hit in six straight games. He's now 5-for-11 in the series. 7-for-his-last-14. Brings up Ryan Higgins. Willems at first. Nobody out. Rutschman played with the Shorebirds back in 2019, you might remember. Pitched to Higgins. Ryan swings and lofts one high in the air to right towards the line. Right fielder Williams comes darting in and makes the catch for the first down of the inning. Willems stays put first. Rutschman played in 12 games with the Shorebirds. A couple of homers helped lead the team into the postseason. It was an absolute circus while he was here. It was a blast. Obviously, Adley would never return to Salisbury as the 2020 season got canceled. And then 2021, he was up to Double A. First pitch to Josue Cruz. Misses down for ball one. Cruz hitting 136, 476 OPS. One homer, 10 driven in. Man at first, one out. It's 1-0 Shorebirds. Bomb in the second. 1-0. Cruz takes. Slider on the inside corner, 1-1. Once Rutschman actually debuted tonight, he became the 124th former Shorebird to play in the show. Fourth already this season. 1-1. Down in the dirt. Nice block by Sullivan for ball two. And he became second in the past 2 days as Nick Vespi made his debut in extra innings last night for the Orioles, throwing a couple of scoreless innings and getting his first major league win in his first major league appearance. 2-1. Cruz, a big cut, comes up empty, fastball high, 2-2. Might remember Nick from 2018 and 2019. He pitched so well for the Shorebirds over 2 years. 156 innings, 3.62 ERA, 168 strikeouts. 2-2. Cruz watches a breaking ball down. Willems had scampered off the bag a little and able to scuttle on back. And the count's full. One out. Shorebirds lead it 1-0. Bomb of the second. Full count on Josue Cruz against Andre Lara. Infield plays Cruz to pull. Two strike stance for him. Bend at the knees. And a throw over to first. Willems belly flops back to the bag. Three balls, two strikes on Cruz. Lara set up the letters, the pitch. And Josue foul tips it in and out of the mitt of Sullivan. Josue gets new life. And we stay at the count 3-2. One nothing Birds, bomb of the second. Looking to build on Lara here. 3-2 again. Breaking ball up and away, ball four. Nice at-bat by Cruz. Works the walk, puts two on with one out for Mishael Montecone. Laura's peripherals so far this season are actually quite good. That's just his 10th walk of the year. He struck out over one per inning, but for some reason, his ERA resides above 5.5. Hasn't given up all too many hits, but his problem has been a lot of gopher balls. Three in his first 12-plus frames. First pitch to Mishael Montecone. This is outside for ball one, or I should say his first 22-plus frames, which is a rather unsustainable rate. Montecone from the right side. Two on, one out. The pitch. And Montecone hits one high in the air to deep right field. Willems being chased back in front of the warning track. He makes the catch. Willems tags from second, goes to third. The throw hits the cutoff man. And Montecone flies out to deep right. Second out of the inning. Men now at the corners for Luis Valdez, the top of the order. Something about names so far this season. Williams, Willems. We've had a De La Rosa hitting against a De Los Santos. Always similar, but never the same. First pitch to Luis Valdez. He slaps one on the ground by the dive of the shortstop. Housen on into left center field. Up to second goes Cruz. Willems comes in to score. And Luis Valdez snaps his skid with an RBI single. It's 2-0 Shorebirds here in the second. Valdez had been 0 for his past 15. No better time than the present to snap that kind of slump. And he gives the Shorebirds a 2-0 lead here in the second. Now still 2-on, 2-out for Noelbert Romero. He doubled his first time up. Pitch home. He swings, chops one towards the hole left side. House waits back on it, gloves, fires to first. and retires Romero for the final out of the inning. But the Shorebirds tack on another. Luis Valdez, a two-out RBI single. And we're on to the third. It's Delmarva 2 and Fredericksburg nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
Guys, I love this song! I love these nachos. I love our kickball league! Oh, I love this guy!
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the third, Shorebirds leading the Fred Nats 2-0 now. Juan de los Santos is already back to work. His first pitch to Beyond Del Pena is in for a strike. To open the frame, Talos from the first base side of the rubber. Righty offers up, and Pena takes a backdoor breaking ball, finds it unlocked onto the edge. 0-2. Pena, switch hitter, batting left. He's had a good season thus far. 0-2. Swings and hammers one out to right field. On comes Craig, but it'll drop in front of him on a hop. And Vian Del Pena continues to hit bottom of the order. Came into the game hitting 301. The leadoff single here in the second. Back to the top of the order and Jacob Young. Young struck out looking his first time up. Took just four pitches for De Los Santos to sit him down. The pitch. Curveball misses low for ball one. .23 pitches thus far for De Los Santos. Been very efficient to this point. Throws over to first and Pena back in with a dive. Always nice to be working with an early lead. Though De Los Santos has not had much luck, despite having the best ERA of any consistent pitcher this season for the Shorebirds. Keegan Gillis technically leads it and hasn't allowed an earned run, but hasn't pitched more than five innings. 1-0, Young bounds it fair down the first baseline just by the stab of Cruz, and all the way into the right field corner. Pena getting the waiver around third. He'll score. Actually, he slips in, falls. The throw goes to third, though. Young gets to third. The throw gets by the third baseman, De Leon, and Young comes in to score. Just like that, we're tied at two. Disaster defensively for the Shorebirds on the tail end of the play, as De Leon can't keep the throw in front of him. And Jacob Young comes in to score. We're tied at two, just like that. Give it a triple, an error. And it's two all here in the third. Not only did the Shorebirds have a chance to throw Pena out at the plate, not like they knew it, though. First pitch to De La Rosa. Fastball misses in for ball one. Little heat behind that one for De Los at 96. De La Rosa takes down and in for ball two. But Pena slipped and fell. Shorebirds had a chance to throw him out of the plate, but the ball was already in the air to third. De Leon couldn't keep it in front. 2-0. And De La Rosa hammers one. Straight away center. Valdez going back. Onto the warning track. He looks up and it one hops off the wall. De La Rosa into second. He'll hold on there with a two-base hit. And Fredericksburg cooking with gas here to begin the third. Single, triple, double. And they're a home run away from the natural cycle to begin the inning. De Los Santos had been cruising to this point. Had a 1-2-3 second look dialed in. Start of the third here has not gone to plan. De La Rosa at second, now Brady House. Got to be careful, the pitch. Slider misses low for ball one. House grounded into a fielder's choice his first time up. Got last night off. Back in the lineup today, playing short. 1-0. House takes a fastball, center cut, 95 at the knees, 1-1. House, first round pick of the Nationals last season, off to a great start in his pro career. 1-1. Slider down and away, thrown to the backstop, to third goes De La Rosa. Very wild pitch. House last year played 16 games down in the FCL, hit a crisp 322. Four homers, three doubles. 322 average, 970 OPS. That was a man at third, nobody out. Infield back for the Shorebirds, the pitch. Swing and a miss, way late on the fastball at 96. Looking something else. 2-2. Tied at 2, now top of the third. De La Rosa at third, nobody out. Corners now creep in. The pitch. And House takes a called strike three. Delayed from the home plate umpire, Jalen Goodman. House not exactly thrilled with the call. Down on strikes, looking for the first out here in the third. Fourth punch out of the game for De Los Santos. Brings up Stephen Williams. He singled his first time up to right center. Infield still stays back. De La Rosa at third, the pitch. Fastball sinks down and away for ball one. Tied at two, top of the third. Jacob Young drove in Vian Del Pena, then scored himself on the play after an error. Right on left matchup, the pitch. Hard chopper towards second, right at Romero. De La Rosa will come home to score as Romero throws to first, retires Williams. But the Fred Nats have taken the lead 3-2. And to add insult to injury, Cruz trying to throw the ball around the infield. Romero not looking, he throws it into center. Now batting the first baseman, number 17, Brandon Bossier. So that brings up Brandon Bossier, Williams with his eighth RBI of the season, productive out. Two away, nobody on. The pitch to Brandon Bossier as a breaking ball flipped in for a called strike. Shorebirds with runs in each of the first two innings. See the lead evaporate quickly here in the third. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Back to the curveball. Bossier can't connect. It's 0-2. Bossier grounded into a fielder's choice that ended the first. Left-handed batter hitting 233, 724 OPS. 0-2. Curveball off the inside edge. 1-2. De Los Santos into his windup. Here it comes. Curveball cued over the mound, right to short behind the second base bag. Hernandez gloves, throws to first, and retires Bossier to end the inning. Fred Nats score three times, though, and we're on to the bottom of the third. Shorebirds trail it 3-2 here in the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi, fans. This is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can at MILB.tv in the Shorebirds Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience
full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Bottom of the third, Shorebirds now trailing 3-2 against the Threat Nats, and more bad news to report. Sadly, Adley Rutschman has struck out in his first major league at-bat. Good news is, can only go up from there. So he's got that going for him. Daryl Hernandez leads it off for the Birds here in the third against Andre Lara, looking for a clean frame. Hernandez chases a breaking ball down in the zone for strike one, couldn't hold back on his swing. Red Nats with three in the top of the frame. They hit Juan De Los Santos hard. First time De Los has given up more than two runs in any game. 0-1, breaking ball down and away. Counts even on Hernandez. Darryl 1-for-1 tonight. Singled and was part of the double steal that produced a run back in the first. Right on right matchup. Here's the pitch. Fastball taken low for ball two. Lara, third base side, the pitch. Curveball backs up, misses in. 3-1. Three-one delivery. Hernandez takes, fastball on the outside edge. 3-2. Detailed it a couple of times. Hernandez has struggled more at home than he has on the road, which is very strange. 3-2. Hernandez lines it the other way, but that's right at the right fielder Williams. Reels it in without really having to move too much. And Hernandez, despite hitting it hard, still just no walk here at home. First out of the inning. Brings up Trenton Craig. Round third his first time up. Trenton was 0-for-3 last night with a run scored. Birds down 3-2, last of the third. Lara's pitch swung on and cued at the plate. Foul ball, strike one. Craig, silent stance from the right side, the 0-1. Fastball misses high for ball one. Lara means business out on the mound. Doesn't really go anywhere else but the rubber once he's on the bump. 1-1. Craig swings and floats it out to second. Beyond Del Pena backs up into shallow right, makes the grab for the second out of the inning. Lara gets the ball, goes to work. Doesn't really muse about out on the bump. 2 outs, nobody on for Isaac De Leon. De Leon lined out to third his first time up. Even despite that line out, De Leon actually has the lowest line drive percentage in the Carolina League. Fastball misses high for ball one. Thanks in part to that, he has one of the lowest batting averages on balls in play in the league as well. 1-0, curveball down and away for ball two at just over 200. Looking like maybe he's starting to turn the corner again and again. Just small incremental steps here. 2-0 pitch. Fastball misses high for ball three. De Leon was one of the most productive hitters down in the FCL last season. Hit 276, 740 OPS. Homer and 23 driven in with 9 doubles. And in the count, 3-0, the pitch. Fastball just a little low. De Leon walks for his team leading 26th time. And he's aboard at first with 2 outs for Creed Willems. Willems, the hottest hitter on the Shorebirds right now. Willems now 8 for his last 18, including 5 for 11 here in the series. Left-handed batter. Birds down by one here in the third. The pitch. Willems lines one out to center. Young comes racing on and makes the catch to retire Willems and end the third. We go to the fourth. Shorebirds down 3-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth, Shorebirds now trail it 3-2 against the Fred Nats. Sam Jelinek here with you. Sammy Infante leads it off here in the fourth. Juan de los Santos looking to get back on track after a three-run third inning. A lot of hard contact against him. Went single, triple, double to begin the frame before he retired three in a row. First pitch to Infante. He swings and shoots one on one hop right at Romero at second. Fires it to first to retire Infante for the first out of the inning. But that again, hard contact off the bat of Infante. He barreled that thing up. One away here to begin the fourth. Brings up Andre Arias. Popped out to short his first time up. Left-handed batter. First pitch home. Fastball misses in for ball one. Good news is De Los Santos at just 40 pitches right now, so he's got a lot of length left in this game, which I think is the thing they're trying to work on the most. 1-0, misses inside 2-0. He's still pitching well enough tonight, but getting him deep into games, into those situations that are uncomfortable. 2-0. Breaking ball down and in. Misses for ball 3. Because it's not a question about De Los Santos' stuff. He's got a great fastball, good breaking pitches. 3-0. Fastball misses down low for ball 4. That's the first walk issued by De Los Santos tonight. But it'll become how deep he can work in the games. Because given his size, his build, he's definitely somebody you look at as a workhorse. Brings up Jake Sullivan, the catcher. Struck out swinging his first time up. Man at first, one out. Shorebirds down 3-2, top of the fourth. First pitch to Sullivan. Curveball in the dirt, blocked by Monte Cone. 1-0. Sullivan, right-handed batter, middle infield at double play depth. Shorebirds have turned one twin killing each of the past two games. 1-0. Fastball just off the outside edge for ball two. Two and oh on Sullivan. The pitch, Arias runs, fastball down the middle. The throw to second by Monte Cone is in time. Monte Cone throws out his first base runner of the season. He had been 0 for 15, but he helps out his pitcher there who had missed the strike zone prior to that pitch six times in a row and gets the second out of the inning. Nice job by Monte Cone. 2-1, the count on Sullivan as the pitch was called a strike. The pitch, fastball misses outside. 3-1. For Arias, first time he's been caught stealing this season, first time he'd attempted to steal De Los Santos now back to the stretch, the pitch, and Sullivan swings and fouls it back and out of play. 3-2, De Los evidently feeling a bit more comfortable from the stretch here tonight than the windup. Full count on Sullivan, two outs, top of the fourth, 3-2 Nationals. De Los Santos readies up, set up the letters, leg kick, here it comes. Fastball called, oh man, where'd that thing miss? De Los Santos into a crouch on the mound trying to digest where that pitch was. Sullivan walks. Back-to-back walks now for De Los Santos. And there's a man at first with 2 outs for Viandel Pena. Pena singled his first time up. Led off the third, came around to score, kicked off that 3-run frame. First pitch. Pena swings, it's a cue ball off the end of the bat to short. Hernandez charges in, gloves, throws to first, not in time. Pena able to leg it out. I think Cruz came off the bag early anyways. Pena now 2-for-2. As that ball had all kinds of spin on it, Hernandez would have probably had to barehand it to maybe have a play, and even then, I don't think that's possible to get Pena there. Sixth hit of the game for the Fred Nats. That's the most that De Los Santos has given up in a game this season. Two on, two out for Jacob Young. He tripled his last time up, drove in a run. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball outside half at 96 for strike one. Young has shown a propensity both to go the other way and triple against the Shorebirds this season. My math is right. I think that that was his third triple of the year already against Delmarva. 0-1. He lines it off of De Los Santos on the mound. It caroms to De Leon at third, who takes it to the base to force out the runner there. But De Los Santos down the hill as that caught him flush right on the side. That was a missile. They got him, I think, right towards the oblique on his right side. Or that come off his arm. Oh, no. Well, go ahead, take a break, and come back for the bottom of the fourth. Hopefully Juan De Los Santos is okay. Shorebirds still trailing 3-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments is you're planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fourth, Shorebirds trailing the Fred Nats 3-2. An update on Juan De Los Santos for you. He was taken back into the dugout under his own power. I didn't check to see whether or not he left for the locker room yet, but if it's any indication, there is an arm loosening out in the bullpen. That is Angel Vargas, who is getting warm. Looks like he'll make his Shorebirds debut when we go to the fifth. Ryan Higgins leads off the fourth for the Birds, down by a run against Andre Lara. Pitch from Lara to Higgins. Fastball misses down and away for ball one, and De Los Santos now emerging from the dugout. Looks like he'll make his way on back to the clubhouse here, get worked on by the trainer. 1-0. Higgins takes down and away for ball two, and thankfully Delos walking under his own power. He looks okay. Of course, whether or not his insides feel any good right now is a whole other story. It looked like it got him right in his stomach. 2-0. Higgins takes down and away for ball three. Higgins flying out to right his first time up on one pitch. 168 average on the season, 556 OPS. Lara the windup and his 3-0 home. Higgins takes on the outside corner, 3-1. Shorebirds have actually not struck out yet against Andre Lara, 3-1. Fastball low, ball four, and now they draw their second or third walk, beg your pardon, off of him as well. Lara typically good for well more than a strikeout per inning. He had 32 in 22 and two-thirds frames coming into tonight. And the Shorebirds, who strike out at a rate which is one of the tops in the league, have been able to hold their own against him. Josue Cruz, the battery, walked his first time up. Birds down 3-2 in the fourth. Lara's pitch. Cruz takes. Fastball down and away for ball one. Bottom of the order here for the Birds. 7-8-9. Enfield plays Cruz to pull. Shortstop House right up the middle. The pitch. Josue takes. Fastball nibbles the outside corner. 1-1. Josue has been swinging a very good bat of late. Hits in back-to-back games for just the second time this season for him. Higgins dances off the first. Now a throw back. He dives back in. 2-for-9 in the series. Double, two driven in, two runs as well. Count even at one. Fred Nats on top. 3-2 in the fourth. The pitch. Cruz takes. Fastball at the knees. Inside edge. 1-2. Nobody out. Higgins at first. Lara comes ready at the shoulders. Short leg kick, the pitch. Fastball misses high for ball two. Higgins bluffing a steal from first. First base coach Danny Fajardo will come over and say something to him back at the bag. Lara relatively quick to the plate. Here's the pitch. Cruz takes, called strike three. Curveball in the outside corner. Lara gets his first strikeout of the game, and there's one out here in the fourth. That brings up Mishael Montecone. Flying out to deep right center, his first time up. Higgins at first, one out. Birds down by one in the fourth. Throw over to first, and Higgins is picked off. Bossier grabs the ball, throws to second. Higgins now in a run down, run back to first. Bossier with it, trying to flip to the shortstop House covering, and he tags out Higgins to complete the rundown. Higgins caught stealing, picked off, and there's 2 outs here in the four. Ryan trying to go on first move, got caught leaning, and tried to run it out to second, and it ends up on my own math, 1-3. Two, four, to three, to six. That's fun. Pitch to Montecone. Curveball in the dirt for ball one. So 2 outs, nobody on. Shorebirds down by a run. Looking like they'll have a new pitcher on the mound once we go to the fifth. 1-0. Fastball misses off the outer edge. 2-1. Best velo of the night there for Lara at 96. 2-0. Montecone lofts one high in the air to right. Right fielder Williams freezes, now comes in a couple of steps, camps under it, and makes the catch for the final out here in the fourth. Birds get a leadoff walk, but Andre Lara ends up facing the minimum. We're on to the fifth. Shorebirds trail 3-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the fifth, Shorebirds trailing the Fred Nats 3-2. We got a TechNet call at the bullpen to tell you about. Angel Vargas replaces Juan de los Santos, who goes four innings, gives up three runs, six hits, two walks, four strikeouts, leaves after taking a line drive to the side. And Angel Vargas replaces him to make his Delmarva debut. Vargas, fastball, changeup, slider. 20 years old out of Valencia, Venezuela. First appearance of the season for him. Works on the full windup. Pitch to Jeremy De La Rosa. It's a fastball just a little low for ball one. Vargas 6-1, 173. 0-1 with a 5.03 ERA down the FCL last season. Wind up in the 1-0. De La Rosa stings one into right field. That's a base hit on a hop. Craig will throw it back into the cutoff man. And Jeremy De La Rosa now 3-for-3. Two singles and a double. Vargas, 34 innings last year in the FCL. 29 strikeouts, 19 walks, 34 hits. Brings up Brady House, 0-for-2. Already the seventh hit of the game for the Frednecks. Vargas from a crossfire set his first pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider down and away. A good biting one. Got House to chase for strike one. House has looked as uncomfortable at the plate today as I've seen him basically this entire season. First time I've seen multiple swings and misses. 0-1. Fastball down low at 94, 1-1. And I say something like that, and I'll probably turn around and hit a laser out there. I was so good at such a young age. Won't turn 19 for just about another 2 weeks on June 4th. Throw over to first, and De La Rosa back in with a dive. Monte Cohn's thrown out one would-be base stealer tonight already. But he has struggled throwing out runners. That was his first caught stealing of the season. Shorebirds down 3-2, top of the fifth. Vargas nods yes to the sign, comes set at the belt. The pitch. Fastball in the outside corner, 1-2. And that take right there is really what I mean by House looking the most quote-unquote uncomfortable he's been, taking pitches that typically he is able to get a pretty good swing at. Barrel up. Down the count, 1-2. Vargas ready. Here's the pitch. De La Rosa runs, and House lines one out into left field. On comes Higgins. He makes the catch. He rifles off a throw to first. De La Rosa scrambles back just in time. Oh, man. The ball and De La Rosa got there at the same moment. And Cruz ended up making the catch on the one-hop throw right on top of De La Rosa, but he gets back safely. House lines out to left. And there's one out here in the fifth. That brings up Steven Williams. He's 1-for-2. RBI ground out his last time up. Left-handed batter. First pitch. Fastball runs outside for ball one. Shorebirds down by a run, top five. Fred Nats, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Shorebirds, 2 runs, 4 hits, 1 error.
Vargas from the belt, the pitch, De La Rosa runs, fastball misses down and away, the throw to second is airmailed and tipped by the shortstop Hernandez in the shallow center. Romero backs it up. So thankfully just the stolen base for De La Rosa there, as that's his 12th of the season. Monte Cohn's throw ended up sailing on him. Hernandez, pretty good vertical there to deflect it, keep it from going even further into center. But he's in scoring position now for Williams. The pitch missed, so it's 2-0. Vargas looks back to second, now throws, and Williams, a soft tapper back to the mound. Vargas picks it up, throws to first. Retires Williams as De La Rosa goes to third. Two outs here in the fifth. Brings up Brandon Bossier. Bossier 0-for-2. He's grounded out to short twice, once into a fielder's choice. Hits with a man at third, two outs. Shorebirds trail it 3-2 in the fifth. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Back foot breaking ball. Monte Cohn had to scramble to keep it in front. Strike one. Vargas with very good natural stuff. Already a 94, one of the hardest throwers out of the Shorebirds bullpen. Looks like he's got pretty good feel for a breaking ball, and whether or not it's a little bit of being amped up, 0-1. Fastball is down and away for ball one. A little bit of adrenaline here in his full season debut, I don't know. Down 1-1 on Bossier. Pitch home. He swings in, hits a chopper out towards second. Romero to his right, gloves in the baseline, throws to first. Cruz barely keeps the foot in the bag, though, as the throw pulled him towards the first baseline. But Bossier retired, and Angel Vargas with a scoreless fifth in his Delmarva debut. We're halfway home. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Shorebirds down 3-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. For even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes, head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Purdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Purdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Halfway home, we're on to the bottom of the fifth. Shorebirds trailing the Fred Nats 3-2. Andre Lara back to work for Fredericksburg. He is settled in now after giving up runs in the first and second. Back-to-back scoreless frames. Shorebirds haven't had a hit since the second. Top of the order here, Luis Valdez. Switch hitter bats left. First pitch home, he shows bunt. Let's it go by, though, for ball one. Valdez with actually the last Shorebirds base hit. RBI single back in the second. He's 1-for-2. Snapped an 0-for-15 skid for him. 0-1. Or 1-0, beg your pardon. Swung on, foul tip. Held on to by Sullivan, 1-1. Infield plays Valdez to pull, except for Infante at third. He plays even with the bag towards the grass. 1-1. Valdez, another foul tip. Held on to again by Sullivan, 1-2. Lara ready to work, right on top of the mound. Left foot in front of his right, now into the line, the 1-2. Fastball misses up and away, 2-2. Lara right now at 63 pitches through 4 innings plus. Not exactly economical, but just about right on pace to get through 5. 2-2 pitch. Valdez dribbles it foul into the Fred Nats dugout, first base side. And the count's even at 2. Shorebirds during this 5-game winning streak have made a habit of making the most of the runs that they do score. 2-2. Valdez takes, breaking ball, called strike 3 on the outside edge. Down looking, Lara's got his second strike out of the game, and there's one out here to begin the 5th. Shorebirds, during this winning streak, every win has come by 1 or 2 runs. It's been a grind every night. Shorebirds were right there with Salem during that series, losing a bunch of 1 and 2 run games. So it's nice to see them being on the other end. The problem with that, though, is 1-run games tend to be coin flips. Pitch to Noelbert Romero. Fastball misses high and tight for ball 1. Which means that for as good as the Shorebirds have been this week, all it takes is one play, one moment, 1-0. Romero, a grounder back up the middle, back of the second base bag. The second baseman, Peña Fields, throws to first and retires Romero, who falls to 1-for-3. 2 outs in the 5th. Just one moment, one chance can turn a win into a loss into a win. Right now, the Shorebirds are feeling the bad end of that with that three-run third. 2 outs, nobody on for Daryl Hernandez. He's 1-for-2. Singled and stole a base back in the 1st. Lara, the windup and the pitch. Curveball bounces in for ball 1. Shorebirds down 3-2. Bottom of the 5th, nobody on for Hernandez. Like we were saying, his last time up, his splits home and road heavily favor the road. 1-0. Fastball high for ball 2. So far this year, hitting over 300 at home, or rather over 300 on the road, but just 220 here at home. And that even goes back all the way to last year. That holds firm, the pitch. Fastball down and away for ball 3. Carroll says part of it just has to do with he doesn't see the ball as well here at home. Batter's eye just not to his eye's liking as much. 3-0 pitch. Takes high for ball 4. Lara walks him on 4 pitches and keeps the 5th alive for Trenton Craig. Craig 0-for-2. He is grounded to 3rd and popped out to 2nd. Sun's starting to set here on the eastern shore. A little bit of pink haze coming up in the sky as the lights turn on. Flag still as can be out in center. Lara's pitch. And Craig takes. Snap throw back to 1st and Hernandez in with the dive. Daryl, such a good base runner. Both as far as taking the extra base, going 1st to 3rd, 2nd to home, and also stealing bases. 9-for-9 on the season. 1-0 the count on Craig. Right-handed batter. Little bend at the knees. Throw over to 1st. Hernandez was leaning, but the throw back not in time. Hernandez able to dive back safely. Lara's already picked off 1 tonight. That was Ryan Higgins back in the 4th. Three-two, Fred Nats, bottom 5. 1-0 pitch. Fastball misses high and away. Ball 2, Hernandez bluffing towards 2nd there on the pitch. And out to the mound goes the catcher, Jake Sullivan. Second baseman, Deion Del Peña, will come in to translate. While we have that moment, we'll send a special shout-out to Aiden Brown. Aiden, hope you're listening. Hope I caught you at the right time. But glad you're tuning in throughout the season. Hope it's been an enjoyable one to listen to, especially this week with 5 straight wins. So Aiden Brown, hope you're listening. Shorebirds trailing the Fred Nats 3-2 here in the last of the 5th. Man at 1st, 2 outs for Trenton Craig. Meeting on the mound done. Craig looking for something to drive. He's got 1 extra base hit here in a Shorebirds uniform. 2-0. Big swing and a miss. Late on 94. And the count's 2-1. Crowd has started to get a little bit sleepy here in the hot and muggy weather. Shorebirds without a hit since back in the 2nd. trailed 3-2. 2-1. Craig takes, little low. Sullivan tried to frame it, couldn't get the call. 3-1, Lara in danger of walking back-to-back batters here with two outs in the fifth. He's walked four in the game. Came in with just 9 walks in the season. Nobody up out in the Fred Nats bullpen. Throw to first, and Hernandez back in with a dive. And you can tell as the at-bat's gone on, Hernandez has thought less and less about stealing because Craig's now in a hitter's count. He was back way ahead of the throw there, knowing that he wants to let Craig hit. 3-1 pitch. Trendon swings and misses. Fastball up. Foul tips it, held on to by Sullivan, and now Hernandez will run. 3-2 count, two outs. 3-2 Fred Nats, bottom of the fifth. Ball in the gap, should score Hernandez easily now with a head start. Lara ready. Runner goes, the 3-2, and Craig takes just outside, ball four. Lara walks back-to-back batters with two outs in the fifth. That puts two on, two out for Isaac De Leon. In a meeting at the mound now, pitching coach Joel Hanrahan makes a visit to the bump. Lara now at 77 pitches, and I imagine we will very shortly see somebody out in Fred Nat's bullpen start to throw. It's been a strange night for Lara. He's only allowed 2 runs, 4 hits, but he's now walked 5 tonight. He's only struck out 2. His calling card, for the most part, is overpowering stuff, striking batters out, limiting the walks as best he can. But tonight, not too many swings and misses. Has limited the hard contact since the second. Meeting on the mound adjourns. Now 2 on and 2 out. Isaac De Leon over 1. He lined out the third and walked so far in the game. Prior to failing to drive in a run back on Thursday night, De Leon had actually driven in a run in 5 straight games. Trying to start a streak anew. The pitch. He swings and misses. Breaking ball down for strike one. Two on, two out. Shorebirds down by a run. Last of fifth. Lara the high set. Leg kick. Here it comes. Breaking ball in the dirt. Nice block by Sullivan. Squared up to it. Counts 1-1. Creed Willems on deck. The Shorebirds' hottest hitter. He's actually squared up with Lara twice. Is 1-for-2. One-one. De Leon takes high for ball two. Two-one pitch. Fastball up and in for ball three. De Leon more than happy to draw his free pass. He's top 5 in the league in walks. He's already drawn one tonight. And given where looks like Tyler Schauff warming up down the bullpen for the Fred Nats, currently is in his warm-up process, he's not ready. 3-1. De Leon takes high, ball four. 3 straight walks from Lara have loaded the bases for Creed Willems. Creed 1-for-2 tonight. And a base hit could put the Birds back in front. Schauff not ready out in the pen, so this is Lara's batter. Willems bats from the left side. First pitch home. Fastball way high for ball one. 95. The velo still good from Lara. Takes a swipe at the dirt. Doesn't like his grip right now. Retoes the rubber. Bases juice. 2 outs in the fifth. Birds down 3-2. Lara's 1-0. And Willems fouls it back. He was on that one. 1-1. Creed has looked like a brand new hitter here over the past 6 games. Trying to keep the good vibes flowing. Hernandez halfway down the line at third. So nobody's close to him. And now Lara will step off and look him back to the bag. And the third baseman Infante, who had been playing way off the line, comes a little bit closer. One ball, one strike. Infield plays Willems to pull. The pitch. Curveball called, strike two. Outside edge of the belt. 1-2. Bases full of birds, two outs, bottom five. Fred Nats lead it 3-2. Laura, long look in, comes set. His 1-2 pitch, and Willems fouls it off his foot in the box. 1-2. Willems has been beaten, bruised, and battered over the past couple of days. Took a good shot off the mask last night while catching. Took one off the hand as well. Now takes a two-strike stance, spreads the legs. Good squat at the knees. 1-2 again. And Willems checks his swing, pops it foul out of play. Third base side stays alive. And Creed, I think the first guy I've seen for the Shorebirds this season, going with the low stirrups as well. Just see him peeking out the end of his pants. Ball and two strikes. Bases loaded, two outs. Laura's pitch. And Willems dribbles it foul up the first base side. Manages to stay alive. Creed chokes up just a little on the bat. Showing off the tape on the knob. Hernandez at third. Craig at second. De Leon at first. Two outs. One run game in the fifth. 1-2 again. And Willems takes a called strike three. On the outside black, Laura got the perfect pitch when he needed it. And he strands the bases loaded here in the fifth. We go to the sixth. Shorebirds still down 3-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmar Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that game's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the sixth. Shorebirds still trail it 3-2. Angel Vargas back to work. The Shorebirds after Andre Lara strands the bases loaded after walking them full with two outs in the last of the fifth. Looks like Tyler Schaaf will come on for the bottom of the sixth once we get there for Fredericksburg. Vargas gave up a leadoff single in the fifth but stranded that runner at third. His first pitch to Sammy Infante misses just a little for ball one. Infante 0 for 2 has struck out swinging and grounded to third. Vargas the windup and the 1-0. Fastball down and away for ball 2. Give you a Birdland update, given that we've already talked a little bit about the O's here today. Speaking of them, they now trail the Rays 3-0. Adley Rutschman awaiting his second at-bat. Pitch foul tipped the plate. 2-1 on Infante. So it's 3-0 Rays currently in the top of the fifth. 2-1 the count on Sammy Infante. Right-handed batter, pitch home. Fastball runs in. Misses off the plate for ball three. Aberdeen trailing Rome 8-3 as the Ironbirds, I think it might be the first time this season, on the verge of losing back-to-back games. Bowie and Hartford tied at 3. That's in the top of the eighth. 3-1. Infante swings and launches one. Deep left. Higgins goes back, looks up. It's gone. Sammy Infante continues his assault on the Carolina League, his league-leading eighth homer of the season, and it's 4-2 Fred Nats here in the sixth. It's only a matter of time before Infante was going to homer this week with how he's swung it here to begin the season. Shorebirds have held him in check. Checkmate. Eighth long ball, 23rd RBI driven in. And Vargas tattooed for a run in the frame. The pitch to Andre Arias. Misses outside for ball one. Now just time to bounce back, reset. Shorebirds being doubled up, 4-2. Also doubled up in the hit column, 8-4. Arias, left-handed batter, the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner, 1-1. Only other score to give you from Birdland, Norfolk. They lead Charlotte 4-3. Robert Nystrom with a home run, his seventh of the year. 1-1. Arias swings and misses, breaking ball down and in. And the count's 1-2. Arias 0-1 in the game, has popped a short and walked. Vargas trying to bounce back, is 1-2 to the plate. Arias swings and misses, foul tipped, held onto by Monte Cone. Chases the slider down, and Vargas with his first Delmarva strikeout. One away here in the sixth. I just go back to it, that triple, which turns into two runs for Jacob Young back in the third. Really the turning point of this game. Pitch home to Jake Sullivan. Good breaking ball. Flips in at the knees for strike one. Not only because it tied the game, obviously, but the smile on Young's face as he came across to score brought a degree of levity back to the Fred Nats. 0-1. Fastball bounced in 1-1. It you hadn't really seen over the past couple of games, with the Shorebirds winning the first four here this week. Seems like the Birds playing a bit tighter now from behind, trailing 4-2. Even once the game was tied, 1-1. Swing and a miss, slider down, Sullivan chases, it's 1-2. Sullivan 0-1 in the game has struck out and walked. So I think the Fred Nats just saw in that moment, on that wild and wacky play where they tied up the game, that they still can't, that they still can get a good break to go their way. Just got to be patient enough for it. 1-2 on Sullivan. Vargas fires home, and it's about 50 feet worth slider. Easy take for Sullivan, and the count's even at 2. Two to the plate. Fastball in the dirt. Nice pick by Monte Cone. Matters not, though. Sullivan lays off. And the count's full, 3-2. One out, top of the sixth. Now 4-2 Fred Nats on Sammy Infante's solo homer. Payoff pitch. Fastball dribbled foul to the backstop. And we stay at 3-2. Vargas to the back of the mound, grabs some dirt. Now on top of the hill. Into his windup, the 3-2 again. Slider cut on and missed. Gutsy pitch from Vargas, 3-2. Throws it out of the zone, Sullivan chases. And there's two outs here in the sixth. Back-to-back K's for Vargas after the leadoff homer to Infante. Brings up Vian Del Pena, 2-for-2 out of the 9-hole here tonight. Hitting over 300 on the season. First pitch, fastball misses outside for ball one. Pena, switch hitter. But that's actually something I've never seen, if my memory serves right. Shorebirds, for most of last year, never had a southpaw on the pitching staff. 1-0. Pena swings and swats it out of play, third base side. Counts even at one. They had one at the beginning of the season in Jake Prizina, and then one at the end in Ty Block. But Block can only ever pitch first inning of the game, 1-1. Pena takes in the dirt for ball two, and Pena mostly batted ninth last year as well. So Kwok never really faced him. So I'm not quite sure that I, with my own eyes, have actually seen Vian Delpena bat from the right side. Edward Monroy, I don't think, has pitched against the Fred Nats while Pena's been in the lineup. 2-1. Fastball misses way in. Jackknives out of the way for ball three. Two outs, 4-2. Fred Nats lead top of the sixth. 3-1 count. Base is empty. Angel Vargas winds up, fires home, and the fastball misses inside for ball four. It's a two-out walk to Vian Delpena. Might give Pena a chance to run here, too. Stolen 10 bases, been caught once. Brings up Jacob Young, top of the order. He's 1-for-3. RBI triple, and then grounded into the weirdest fielder's choice I've ever seen. Lined it off of De Los Santos on the mound to the third baseman, De Leon, who stepped on the bag. First pitch, Pena runs, breaking ball in the dirt, goes to the backstop. Pena slides in head first to second, and he'll stay there with his 11th stolen base of the season. As had he not slid, gets up very slowly, he probably would have been able to take an extra base. As Noel Bert Romero gives him a little hug out at second. So 1-0 on Young. Vargas trying to wiggle his way out of the sixth. One run in the pitch. Fastball gets the call as Montecone can't squeeze it. Young a bit emphatic as to that pitch being off the plate. Call stands nonetheless, 1-1. Four runs, eight hits, no errors for the Fred Nats. Two runs, four hits, one error for the Shorebirds. Looking like they'll need a late comeback here tonight. They came back from four runs down last night as Vargas steps off. Second time this year they had rallied from four down, both times actually against Fredericksburg. One. Slider tagged in the air to left. Higgins froze, now breaks back and makes the catch towards the line as well to retire the side here in the sixth. Sammy Infante, though, with a solo homer, kicks off the frame. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's now Fredericksburg 4 and Delmarva 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Straffle and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to shorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the sixth, Shorebirds trailing the Fred Nats 4-2, and we've got a TechNet call in the bullpen. Tyler Schaaf replaces Andre Lara. Lara goes five innings, gives up two runs on four hits, six walks, three strikeouts. As Tyler Schaaf leads off the frame, and I think we've got a problem here. I think Schaaf isn't going to be allowed to use his glove. His glove a shade of gray, which is not allowed. So Schaaf signals down to the bullpen and asks for a different glove. We saw this last year with the Shorebirds. Ricky Ramirez ran into the same problem. But Schaaf will go out and get a new glove from the bullpen. Goes and gets a black model, which ostensibly won't give us any problems. And he'll run back to the mound. While pitching, you're not allowed to have a glove which is white or anything really similar to it. That includes gray. And we're ready to go now for the sixth. Ryan Higgins leads it off. Schaaf hands over his head into his wind. His first pitch. Fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Schaaf was the man on the mound on opening night, who ended up taking the loss against the Shorebirds as a part of that five-run seventh. 0-1. Breaking ball just misses off the outside corner, maybe a little high. Ball one. It's a very strange frame. 1-1. Higgins takes on the outside corner, 1-2, where there was a slight hiccup in the middle of it as Michael Desson lost his bat as the Birds' dugout starts chirping at the home plate umpire. Jalen Goodman tells them to pipe it down. Well, the inning took a halt back on opening night. 1-2, breaking ball outside, 2-2. When Michael Desson lost the handle on his bat when flying into the crowd, so he paused play for 10 minutes even though it wasn't raining anymore. 2-2. Curveball misses up and in the count's full. And once the delay was over, the Shorebirds rallied to take the lead. All against Schaaf, who was undone by the wrinkle. 3-2 to Higgins. Ryan swings and misses, chases down and away. One batter, one strikeout for Schaaf. Lara, to his credit, worked around all the base runners. He'll be in line for his first win of the season. If the Fred Nats hold on here. Josue Cruz now the batter. Schaaf making his 11th appearance of the season. 1-2 with a 6.57 ERA. Pitch home. Cruz swings and misses for strike one. 12 1/3 innings. He struck out 15, walked 6. 11 hits, 9 runs all earned. 6-4, 220. Right-hander throws home and Cruz another swing and a miss. It's 0-2. 23 years old, undrafted free agent out of Bryant University. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and in. Cruz can't connect, and on three pitches, Tyler Schaaf sits him down. And there's two outs here in the sixth. Brings up Michael Montecone. Two outs, nobody on. Montecone is flat out to right twice. Birds down 4-2, last of the sixth. Pitch home. Montecone swings and misses. 93 from Schaaf for strike one. Working quickly, the 0-1. Curveball down and away. Counts level at one. Next pitch, Montecone takes a curveball high. Counts 2-1. This is Michael's just second start here on the homestand. He went 1-for-5 last week against Salem. He was actually on a 4-game hitting streak. 2-1. He hits a soft liner into right field. That will drop in for a base hit, make it a 5-game hitting streak for Michael Montecone that has spanned about a course of a month due to how intermittent his starts are. But he keeps the sixth inning going now for Luis Valdez, top of the order. Valdez 1-for-3 with an RBI single back in the second. And Montecone's base hit there is actually the first for the Shorebirds since Valdez's single back in the second. Switch hitter bats left. Schaaf the set, here's the pitch. And Luis sprays it foul into the seats on a line. Strike one. Shorebirds down 4-2, last of the sixth. Tying run of the plate. Wind right now blowing out to left. 0-1. Valdez takes inside. Looked like a cutter there from Schaaf. 1-1. Valdez tied up in knots inside by the cutter. And the count's 1-2. Ball and two strikes on Luis Valdez. Montecone at first, two outs. Schoff the set. Here's the pitch. And Valdez way late on the fastball. Swings through it. Down on strikes. And that does it for the Birds here in the sixth. And Strand the two-out single. The board. We're on to the seventh. Carson Carter coming on. Birds down 4-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys! I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name? You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people and the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the whoops. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the seventh, Shorebirds being doubled up by the Fred Nats 4-2. Sam Jelinek with you here on Saturday night from the Eastern Shore, Maryland. Carson Carter replaces Angel Vargas on this tech net call to the bullpen. Vargas gives up one run on two hits, one walk, two strikeouts in his Delmarva debut. And Carter takes over here for the seventh, his first appearance here in the series. Carter last pitched on Sunday. So he threw the first of the extra innings against the Red Sox. Also pitched the ninth, gave up a run on two hits, one walk, three strikeouts. He is now 0-2 with a 7.36 ERA in the season. 11th appearance here, 14 2/3 innings, 14 strikeouts, 8 walks, 17 hits, 13 runs, 12 earned. Greeted by Jeremy De La Rosa, and the first pitch fastball misses outside for ball one. Carter, 6'4", 212-pound right-handed pitcher. 24 years old out of Oklahoma. Undrafted free agent last summer. 1-0. De La Rosa swings and misses, and the count's 1-1. Check that, 2-1. Automatic ball started out the at-bat. 2-1 pitch. De La Rosa tags one through the hole left side, a base hit. He's got a four-hit game now. Three singles and a double. 4-for-4 tonight. Stolen a base already as well. Might have eyes on a second.
Now batting the shortstop, number 28, Brady House.
Brings up Brady House. Uncharacteristically 0-for-3 tonight. It's 4-2, Fred Nats, top of the seventh. Carter saw the Fred Nats on the second night of the season during that 17-5 triumph for Fredericksburg. The pitch, breaking ball down and away for ball one. Actually, it's 18-5. Knew I was missing one. So 1-0 on House. Carter, four-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, slider, and circle change. Comes the high set, 1-0. And House hits one down the third baseline by the stab of De Leon on the backhand at third. De La Rosa around second. He's trying for third. Here's the throw from Higgins, and he guns him down. Don't run on Ryan Higgins. Nobody in this league has learned his fifth outfield assist of the season. And De La Rosa thrown out at third for the first out of the inning. So a base hit for House. 10th hit of the game for the Fred Nats. De La Rosa thrown out at third by Higgins. And that wasn't even a terribly difficult play for Higgins to make. First pitch to Steven Williams. He swings and misses through a changeup for strike one. Higgins went towards the line, picked it up, set his feet, made a strong throw. And he had De La Rosa by a couple of steps. Man at first, one out. Williams, one for three with an RBI ground out. Open stands from the left side. 0-1. Fastball, able to snag the outside corner, 0-2. Williams, 18th round pick out of Auburn last season. Carter, set of the letters. Here's the pitch. Poked in the air to shallow left, racing on Higgins. He gets there, makes the catch. House retreats back to first. And there's two away here in the seventh. Still 4-2 Fredericksburg. Brings up Brandon Bossier in a moment for us to look at the Carolina League scoreboard. Carolina leading down east 2-0. They've had a couple of rain delays tonight, though. Currently delayed in Salem. Red Sox leading Lynchburg 6-3. Charleston leading Augusta 5-1. That's in the top of the ninth. First pitch to Brandon Bossier. This is outside for ball one. Going to the bottom of the seventh, it's 5-0 Myrtle Beach over Columbia as the Pelicans look to make it 5 straight over the Fireflies. Fayetteville has taken a 7-4 lead with a 3-run eighth over Kannapolis. 1-0. Bossier swings and misses. Change up down in the zone, 1-1. Fayetteville with 3 in the 7th, 3 in the 8th to take the lead. Carolina League scoreboard update. Here from Salisbury, 4-2 Fred Nats, top of the 7th. And at first, 2 outs, the 1-1. And Bossier, a high pop-up right to the shortstop, Hernandez. Camps under it and makes the catch over his head for the final out here in the 7th. Carter works around the leadoff single with a little help from his friends. We're on to the bottom of the 7th. It's time to stretch. Shorebirds trail 4-2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can at MILB.tv, the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Hope you had a good stretch. Bottom of the seventh, Shorebirds trailing the Fred Nats 4-2. Delmarva trying to keep their five-game winning streak alive here. 2-3-4 due up against Tyler Schaaf, who struck out three in his first inning of work in the sixth. And Albert Romero takes a first-pitch curveball that floats in at 74 down the middle for strike one. Schaaf righty, works from a windup. First base side of the rubber, kicks and throws. And Romero shoots it out of play down the first base side. It's 0-2. Romero 1 for 3 tonight. Doubled and scored in the first as part of a double steal. Shorebirds out a 2-0 lead after 2. Haven't scored since. Just one hit since the second inning. The pitch. Romero, a weak chomper down the third baseline. On the backhand, it goes by Infante and down the line. Romero around first. He'll make his way into second as he kicks off the seventh with a little bit of luck. And he's at second to begin the frame. There'll be an E5 on Infante. So Romero at second. Now Daryl Hernández. He's one for two. Schoff set. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Hernández checks his swing and just got a piece of it at the plate. So that's strike one. Right on right matchup. Hernández the tying run at the plate. The 0-1. Curveball misses outside. 1-1. Hernández has thrived in these moments so far this season. Two-run double in the second last night to tie the game. 1-1. Fastball misses low for ball two. Shorebird's leading RBI man. Even when he's not coming through with an RBI, he's putting together quality at-bat after quality at-bat. Gets off his A swing as many times as he can. Romero at second, the pitch. Fastball on the outside, black. The count's even at two. 4-2 for Ed Nats, bottom seven. Nobody out, man, at second, the 2-2. And Hernández, a high fly ball to center, just got under it. Camping under it, Young and medium deep center makes the catch. Romero bluffs a tag from second. He'll hang on there, though. Hernández retired for the first out here in the seventh. Brings up Trenton Craig. Trenton 0 for 2. He walked his last time up against Laura. Man at second now, one out. Schoff, letter high set, looks to second. One more look. Another, now throws. And Craig shoots it fair down the right field. Lionel dig all the way into the corner. Romero scores easy. Craig on his way to second. He's thinking three. Here's the relay throw to third. Not in time. Craig in with a headlong dive. It's an RBI triple. It's a one-run game. 4-3 here in the seventh. First RBI for Trenton Craig in a Shorebirds uniform. It's a missile down the right field line, barely fair. And now the Birds have the tying run at third with one out. Infield comes in for the Fred Nats on Isaac De Leon. 0 for 1, 2 walks. First pitch. De Leon fouls it back and out of play for strike one. Craig hit a missile and then was off to the races. Infield in for the Nats. 4-3. They lead it in the seventh. The 0-1. De Leon, a chopper down the third baseline. Craig goes back to the bag, gets tagged out. Infante throws to first for the double play. Unreal. What a play by Sammy Infante. Goes back to the bag, tagged out Craig on the way by, throws to first for the double play, and the inning is over. We go to the eighth. Birds get one back. It's a 4-3 game they trail here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the whoops. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
top of the eighth. Shorebirds get it within a one-run game, 4-3. But defensive wizardry by Sammy Infante, and lo and behold, he leads off the eighth. He homered his last time up. It's Infante's defensive glove work that saves a run in the last half inning. Carson Carter's first pitch to him is on the inside corner for strike one. A bounding ball down the third baseline. Infante, Craig, and the ball all get to third at the same time. Infante grabs the ball, tags out Craig, throws off balance to first. 0-1. Misses off the outside corner, 1-1. And completes a stunning double play. You won't find many players at this level with that kind of awareness to pull something like that off. Simply exceptional. 1-1. Fastball popped up over the first base dugout, out of play. Go to 1-2. Infante homered his last time up, his league-leading eighth of the season. Some kids fight over the baseball and come away with it, Lord of the Flies style. And now time called, and let's see what we got here. Time was winding down on the pitch clock. Umpires meet up to discuss the matter. And we'll see. And is that ruling it? Are we giving an automatic ball? Yes, no, looks like we are. So two balls, two strikes, second pitch clock violation for Carson Carter in his second inning out of the pen. Through a scoreless seventh. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch to Infante. Swung on and fouled back just to the right of my crowd mic and the red of my booth. Thank goodness. And we stay with the count 2-2. Carter's pitch. Infante just gets a piece of it, dribbles it to the backstop. Two balls, two strike. It is the unwritten rule of the baseball gods. You make a good defensive play, you lead off the next inning. Carson Carter trying to buck the trend of when that happens, you also get a hit. 2-2 on Infante, leading off the eighth. The pitch ripped down the third baseline, foul, as third base coach and manager Jake Lowry has to hit the deck. Still 2-2 on Infante. 4-3 for Red Nats, top of the eighth. The pitch swung on and hammered again by Infante. Deep out to left, and it's gone. What a sequence for Sammy Infante. Turns a potential game-saving double play on his own in the bottom of the seventh, and then homers to lead off the eighth. 5-3 for Red Nats here in the eighth. His second homer of the night, his ninth of the season. And the Fred Nats are back up by two. Brings up Andre Arias, 0-2 tonight. Carter's pitch. Arias swings and misses at the changeup down for strike one. Arias open stance from the left side. Here it comes. Fastball sinks down and away for ball one. 5-3 Fred Nats, top eight. Shorebirds five-game winning streak in some serious peril here in the late going. 1-1. Arias socks it on the ground through the hole right side and on into right field to base it. He's 1-for-3. Craig gets it back into second. And back-to-back hits for the Fred Nats to start the eighth. Brings up Jake Sullivan, the catcher. Sullivan 0-for-2, two strikeouts and a walk. Second time through the order now for Carter. Beg your pardon. Not the second time through, as the first pitch to Sullivan is bunted back to Carter on the mound. He'll throw to first. And up to second goes Arias on the sacrifice bunt. First down of the inning. Now Viandel Pena hits. He is 2 for 2. Pena, 2 singles in the 3rd and 4th, has also walked. Switch hitter bats left. Arias out at 2nd, 1 out. Pitch home. And Pena, a soft ground ball towards 2nd, charging in Romero. Gloves, throws on the run, and gets Pena. Arias up to 3rd. And there's 2 away here in the 8th. Nice play by Romero. He was shaded towards the right field line, towards the hole. Had to cut across, throw on the run. Now a man at 3rd and 2 outs for Jacob Young. 1 for 4, RBI triple back in the 3rd. Came on around to score in an error on the tail end of that play to tie the game at the time. Right on right matchup, the pitch. Breaking ball down and away. Young checks his swing. Holds up in time. 1-0. Arias at 3rd, 1 run home in the inning for the Fred Nats on Infante, 2nd homer of the night. 1-0. Young, a cue ball to the backstop. Ball and a strike. Big run at 3rd for the Fred Nats. Nobody's led by more than 2 here tonight. 1-1. Little hot shot to 2nd right at Romero. A couple of hops, scoops it up, throws to 1st, and retires Young for the final out here in the 8th. Carter limits the damage to 1, but Infante, another solo homer. And we're on to the last of the 8th. Shorebirds down by 2 again. It's 5-3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to shorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, it's time to go home. Somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzz warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Palm of the 8th, Shorebirds trail it by 2 again. It's 5-3 Fred Nats after Sammy Infante's solo homer. Sam Jelinek here with you. Jose Ferrer now on the mound on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Tyler Shaw, done after 2 innings, gives up 1 run on 2 hits, no walks, 3 strikeouts. And now Ferrer, the lefty, presumably will try to get the final 6 outs tonight. Creed Willems the first to face him, left-on-left matchup, and Creed swings to the first pitch and hits a jam shot grounder to 2nd. Pena gloves it, throws to 1st, and Willems retired on 1 pitch to begin the 8th. Ferrer making his 12th appearance this season. He is 1-0 with a 1-2-0 ERA. 15 innings, has struck out 16, has walked just 1. 7 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned. Given up 1 homer. Opponents batting just 132 against him. 6'1", 215-pound lefty. First pitch to Ryan Higgins. Fastball at 95 on the outside corner for strike 1. Higgins 0-for-2 tonight. Walked back in the 4th. Ferrer from the first base side of the rubber fires home. And a back foot slider. Higgins tries to check his swing, able to do so as he nearly fell out of the box on his heels. 1-1. Ferrer pitched all of last year down in the FCL. at a 2.78 ERA in 35 and two-thirds innings. 1-1. Higgins swings and misses. Hard slider, 88. 1-2. He struck out 47. Walked just 9 last year. 1-2. Higgins just gets a piece of it at the plate. Rolls the backstop. We stay at 1-2. 5 runs, 12 hits, 1 error for the Fred Nats. 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for the Shorebirds. The pitch. Higgins swings and misses. Slider down and in. Can't connect. And there's quickly 2 away here in the 8th. Brings up Josue Cruz, 2 outs and nobody on. Left-on-left matchup for Cruz. This will be a tough one as the first pitch, fastball at 96 on the outside corner for strike one. And something tells me Jose Ferrer won't be long for the Carolina League. 0-1. Slider chopped foul at the plate. Goes the backstop, 0-2, came off the catcher Sullivan. And Ferrer ahead in the count, 0-2. You don't see the combination of left-handed high velo and a nasty slider at the single-A level for all too long. 0-2 pitch. Fastball called strike 3. Letter high at 94. Cruz incensed at the call. Looks up to the heavens, says a few words in Spanish I can't repeat, and we're on to the 9th. Birds down 5-3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi, fans. This is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can. Thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com Fan Zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Kahn, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the 9th, Shorebirds in a 5-3 hole, and Carson Carter will try to keep it at just that. Out for his 3rd inning from the bullpen. Able to run in the 8th on solo homer to Sammy Infante. He's got 2-3 and 4-2 up for the Fred Nats. They have LaRosa, House, and Williams. Sam Jelinek with you here on Saturday night on the Eastern Shore. Hot and muggy one. A nice crowd on hand waiting for fireworks. After the game, Shorebirds looking for a little extra pyrotechnics in the bottom of the 9th. First pitch, Jeremy De La Rosa misses outside for ball 1. De La Rosa 4-for-4, 3 singles and a double. Hasn't scored, though. Only 1 5-hit game this season against the Shorebirds. That was Victor De Hoyos with Augusta, 1-0. De La Rosa, a cue ball off the catcher, Monte Cohn, took that one pretty blunt. Counts even at 1, home plate umpire will walk the baseball out to Carter, give Monte Cohn a chance to recuperate there. Waiting on new baseballs to be delivered to home plate. And we got the pearls in the hands of the man behind the dish. It's the count 1-1 on De La Rosa. Shorebirds infield plays him straight up, outfield plays him deep. Here's the pitch. And De La Rosa pops it up. Right side of the diamond. First baseman Cruz calling for it behind the bag. Makes the catch. for the first down here in the ninth. De La Rosa retired for the first time tonight. Brings up Brady House, one out, nobody on. Carter not getting as many swings and misses as normal tonight. But the only mistake has been the homer to Infante. No strikeouts. Hasn't walked anybody. Has given up four hits, though. Pitch to House. Slider down and away for strike one. Brady, one for four, singled in the seventh. Carter comes set, the 1-0. Breaking ball, top of the zone, outside edge, 1-1. When we go to the bottom of the ninth, Shorebirds will have 9-1-2 due up. Monte Cone, Valdez, and Romero. 1-1. Breaking ball misses outside, 2-1. Nobody up out in the Fred Nats bullpen. So Jose Ferrer, who had a rather brisk 1-2-3 eighth, will stay on to try for the save. 2-1. House slices it out of play, first base side. And the count's 2-2. Ferrer is 1-for-1 in save opportunities this season. Two-two delivery. House takes low, and the count's full. So a full count on House, one out, nobody on. It's 5-3 Fredericksburg, top of the ninth. Carter's payoff pitch, swing and a miss. Gone to chase, a breaking ball down and away. House down on strikes. Carter with his first strikeout out of the pen. And there's two away here in the ninth. Brings up Steven Williams, right fielder, 1-for-4 tonight. Fred Nance with a three-run third, took the lead 3-2. I haven't looked back since. Cut it close, though. First pitch to Williams. Fouls it back for strike one. Shorebirds had man at third, one out. Bottom of the seventh, down by a run. But Isaac De Leon hit into one of the weirdest double plays you'll ever see. Ground ball to third, right on top of the bag. Runner, fielder, and ball came together at the same time. 0-1. Williams barrels one up to shallow center. Valdez racing in. Hernandez going out. Can't make the play as Hernandez tumbles over himself. Valdez picks up the baseball, throws it in, and Williams dunks one into center. For a two-out single, he's got a two-hit game. Valdez plays so deep in center. Likes to use his speed racing in, but even with his foot speed, going to get to that one. Now Brandon Bossier gets a chance to hit for the fifth time. He's 0-for-4. Williams at first, 5-3 Fred Nats, top of the nine. That play by Infante saving the game for the Fred Nats in the seventh. Pitch home. Bossier takes a fastball outside for ball one. And since then, Sammy Infante homered for the second time tonight. Made it a 5-3 game, and that's where things stand. Bossier, left-handed batter, open stance. Here's the pitch. Heater can't get the call, outside corner. 2-0. William, short lead at first. Cruz holds him on. The pitch. Bossier takes a fastball, bottom of the zone. Three balls and a strike. Two balls and a strike on Bossier. Carter readies up. Here it comes. And Bossier way late on the fastball. Counts even at two. Outfield straight away. Infield straight up. Carter trying to find the ender here in the top of the ninth. 2-2. And Bossier, a worm burner towards third. De Leon gloves, throws on the run, and Cruz able to pick it out down low to retire Bossier and end the inning. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Shorebirds need two to tie, three to win it. They trail 5-3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Last of the ninth, Shorebirds trail the Thread Nats 5-3, five-game winning streak on the line. Shorebirds have already taken the series, so that's settled. But they'd love to wrap this week on a high note. Jose Ferrer back to work for the Thread Nats. Struck out two as part of a 1-2-3 eighth. 9-1-2 due up for the Birds. Michael Montecon leads it off. First pitch to him. Fastball on the outside corner at 93 for strike one. Montecon, Valdez, and Romero here in the ninth. 0-1 pitch. Montecon dribbles it foul down the third base side. It's 0-2. Shorebirds have not had a full ninth inning comeback. Closest they got was last Sunday when Isaac Bologna had an RBI double that tied the game and sent it to extras. 0-2. Montecon, a pop-up back of first baseman. Bossier has it pop out of his glove. It falls into shallow right, and Montecon aboard to begin the inning. It'll be a base hit for Montecon. Bossier way off the line, had to trudge out into shallow right, had Pena diving behind him, and the ball squirted out of his glove on the leap. Montecon, a two-hit game. He's 2-for-4, and suddenly the tying run at the plate here to begin the ninth. Top of the order, Luis Valdez, switch hitter, bats right. Infante plays back of the bag at third. First pitch, Valdez takes down and in for ball one. And if Infante stays back, I wouldn't hate the idea of Valdez trying to bunt for a base hit here. 1-0. Valdez swings away and grounds it off himself in the box, 1-1. Shorebirds down 5-3, last in the ninth. Nobody out, man, at first. Looking for just a little bit more Shorebirds magic here this week. Post a one-run win, a walk-off win on Sunday. 1-1. Valdez swings and misses, 95 at his eyes. And the count's 1-2. Valdez grounds it through the whole left side, a base hit on into left. Montecon up to second. Valdez aboard at first. Back-to-back singles to start the ninth for the Birds, and the tying run on base. Winning run comes to the plate, and the former Noelbert Romero. Romero with three homers on the season. 1-for-4 tonight. Reached on an error his last time up. He scored twice. Left on right matchup. Here's the pitch. And Romero pops it up. Infield fly rule will be called. Second baseman Pena settles under it on the right side of the diamond and puts it away for the first out of the inning. So Romero retired. First out of the ninth. Montecon still at second. Valdez at first. The tying run. A ball in the gap would tie this game. 5-3 Thread Nats in the ninth. Darryl Hernandez now hits. He's 1-for-3. The pitch.
Darryl takes down and in at 97 from Ferrer, 1-0. Hernandez leads the team in basically every offensive category, including homers with 6. 1-0. Darryl takes inside. 2-0. Fastball can't find the zone. Headers count for Hernandez. Outfield deep all the way around. 2-0 pitch. Hernandez swings and hits it high in the air down the right field line. That'll slice back and out of play. Count 2-1. Pitch. Hernandez foul tips it, held on to by the catcher Sullivan as Ferrer went to the changeup. Hernandez way out in front. Count even at 2. 2-1, 1-out. 2-run game in the 9th. Kicking the pitch. Hernandez takes down and in. Slider on his back foot and the count's full. Red Nats 5, Shorebirds 3. Birds 5-game winning streak on the hook here. 3-2 pitch. Hernandez fouls it back. A wicked cut at 97, heart of the plate. This is a battle. Ferrer with plus-plus stuff on the mound. Hernandez fighting him off inch by inch. 3-2 again. And Hernandez, a high chopper towards short. It's over the head of house, but he flags it down, throws to first, not in time. It's an infield single for Darryl Hernandez, and the bases are loaded for Trenton Craig. House misplayed it, leaped up, was over his head, came down with it, and somehow managed to keep it on the infield. But the bases are loaded with one out for Trenton Craig, and out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Joel Hanrahan. Nobody up out in the Fred Nats bullpen. So this is Ferrer's mess. And his alone to bear. Trenton tripled home a run his last time up. Shorebirds now have the winning run on first base with very good foot speed for the runners that matter. Valdez at second, the tying run. Hernandez at first, the winning run. Can the Shorebirds do it again? They trailed by 2 going into the last of the 11th on Sunday. They trail by 2 here in the bottom of the 9th. Meeting on the mound done. We'll see how the Fred Nats position their defense, especially the outfield if they're playing no doubles. Ready to go. Middle infield at double play depth. Outfield deep. Trenton Craig, the batter. Here's the pitch. And Trenton swings and grounds it into center, a base hit. Monte Cone scores. Valdez flying around third. The throw to the plate is in time. Hernandez goes to third. Craig safe at first. And Jacob Young saves the game for the Fred Nats. A one-hop strike to the plate. Nails Luis Valdez, and it stays a one-run game. It's a 5-4 game. Hernandez goes to third. Craig at first with the RBI single. Tying run still at third, 90 feet away. Craig the winning run at first. De Leon the batter, the pitch. Fastball cut on and missed at 97 for strike one. Unbelievable play by Jacob Young in center. A missile of a throw. Two outs, men at the corners. 0-1 to De Leon. He swings and chops it foul off his foot. And it's quickly 0-2. Hernandez's hustle means a wild pitcher, an error ties the game. De Leon down the count 0-2. He's 0-2 tonight. 5-4 in the ninth. The pitch. And De Leon fouls it back into the sweet level. Was on time for 98. And we stay at 0-2. Ferreira looked to third, comes set. 0-2 again. And De Leon swings and misses, and Ferrer able to hold on as the ball game is over. The Fred Nats, by the skin of their teeth, cling on for a 5-4 win here on a Saturday night. Jacob Young throws out the tying run at the plate. Ferrer strikes out De Leon, and that's your ball game. Fredericksburg wins it 5-4 here on Saturday night. What a ball game, what a comeback, but it falls just short. We'll go ahead, take a break, and on the other side, hit you with the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Your final score here from Purdue Stadium. It's Fredericksburg 5 and Delmarva 4. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jacks Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jacks Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Purdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Purdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome back to Purdue Stadium. It's time for the Delmar Shorebirds postgame show. Sam Jelinek here with you to wrap up tonight's ball game. What a game. Shorebirds finally unfortunately on the wrong ends of a one-run contest after a silly five-game winning streak where everything was falling their way. Tonight, finally hit the wall and unfortunately fall to the Fredericksburg Nationals by a final score of 5-4, but a lot to be happy about with tonight, especially the fight shown in the ninth inning against a quality pitcher like Jose Ferrer. So your final score, it's Fredericksburg 5 and Delmarva 4. Let's walk you through how this one happened. Shorebirds actually held the lead in the early going. They scored in the first. Noel Bart Romero doubled. Darryl Hernays singled him to third. Then they pulled off a double steal. Romero took home. Hernays second. And it was 1-0 Birds. In the second, Creed Willems singled to start the frame. Eventually, two on, two out. And Luis Valdez slapped a single through the hole left side to make it 2-0. Shorebirds, though, saw that lead slip away in the third. Viandel Pena singled to start the inning. Jacob Young then tripled down the right field line. And as the throw went to third, it got by the third baseman, De Leon. And Young was able to score on the play to tie the game at two. Later in the frame, Jeremy De La Rosa doubled, went to third on a wild pitch, and then came in to score on a ground ball to make it 3-2 Fredericksburg. We stayed at that score for a little bit with some notable things happening in the interim. In the fourth, Juan de los Santos managed to get out of the frame, but was bruised pretty badly. Took a line drive right back at his oblique stomach area. We haven't received an update on him quite yet, but he was able to remove himself from the game under his own power, so hopefully he will be okay. After that, Fred Nats opened it up to a 4-2 lead in the sixth. Sammy Infante with the first of his two solo homers on the night began that frame. Shorebirds clawed that run back in the seventh. RBI triple for Trendon Craig. And immediately following that triple was the first of two. Simply spectacular defensive plays for the Fred Nats that, to be quite frank, won them the game. When you look back on it, ground ball to third with Craig at third. Third baseman Infante, the runner Craig, and the baseball all arrive at the bag at the same time. Infante grabs the ball, tags Craig, throws to first. Inning-ending double play. Just like that, the air sucked out of Purdue Stadium in an instant. Fred Nats got that run back in the eighth. Sammy Infante, after that defensive play, immediately homered to begin the eighth, his league-leading ninth of the season. And the Shorebirds had their work cut out for them in the bottom of the ninth. They started out with three singles in their first four batters, Trendon Craig, then an RBI single into center, but Luis Valdez was thrown out at the plate. And I cannot overstate how amazing of a play that is for Jacob Young, given the speed of Valdez. Valdez can fly. The fact that Young, A, threw him out, or B, was able to make it a close play, period, is just good mechanics, good footwork, quick release, strong throw. He had it all as he threw out Valdez on a bang-bang play at the plate. Kept the Fred Nats in front 5-4. Still work to be done, though. Men at the corners, two outs. Jose Ferrer strikes out Isaac De Leon to end the ball game and secure the win for the Fred Nats. Your final line score for Fredericksburg, it's 5 runs, 13 hits, 1 error. They strand 9. Delmarva, 4 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. They strand 10. Andre Lara gets the win. He is 1-2. He goes 5 innings, allowing 2 runs on 4 hits, 6 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Juan de los Santos takes the loss. He gives up 3 runs over 4 innings on 6 hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Jose Ferrer gets the save, his second of the season. Ferrer goes 2 innings, allows 1 run on 4 hits, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. We started at 7:04. We ended at 9:24 in front of 4,042. Paid attendance here tonight on May the 21st, Saturday night, from Purdue Stadium. Go ahead and give you the scores from around the league, but first, we'll give you the updated records of the teams in tonight's ball games after the Fred Nats win. Fred Nats now 20-17. They are 11-8 on the road, and their 5-game losing streak is snapped. Shorebirds now 14-24. They are 7-13 at home, and their 5-game winning streak comes to an end. Thankfully, they've already taken the series from the Fred Nats. Now, the scores from around the league and from around Birdland. First, the league. Carolina, a 2-1 winner over Down East. Mudcats now 21-17. Salem and Lynchburg, after a delay, they're still playing. Top of the sixth, Salem leads at 7-3 over the Hillcats. Charleston, a 5-1 winner over Augusta, as they've taken the first 5 this week over the Green Jackets. Myrtle Beach, ditto against Columbia. Fifth straight win, they take down the Fireflies 5-1. Fayetteville, a 9-5 winner over Kannapolis, and those are your Carolina League scores. From Birdland first, for the Big League Birds, it's 6-0 Rays now. Adley Rutschman is now 1-2. He got his first Major League hit. Rutschman with a triple for his first Major League hit. Had to do it in style, didn't he? But the Rays trail 6-0. That's in the top of the eighth. From the rest of the affiliate chain, Aberdeen down for the second straight night. They fall 8-3. T.T. Bowens with his third homer of the season. Bowie loses to Hartford 4-3 as they drop that series. The Yard Goats, Maverick Hanley and Shane Fontana go yard. And Norfolk and Charlotte still playing right now. They're tied at 6 in the bottom of the 7th. Those are the scores from the people and places that you care about. So let's go ahead and look ahead to tomorrow. Series finale here between the Birds and the Fred Nats. 2:05 first pitch. Pitching matchup, Dan Hammer leads the tandem with Ryan Long against Brendan Collins for the Fred Nats. Hammer 2-2 with a 6-even ERA. Brendan Collins 2-0 with a 3.13 ERA on the season. First pitch 2:05. We'll chat with you for the pregame show at 1:50. That'll about wrap it up for the postgame show here tonight. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in to tonight's broadcast. Big thank you to everybody here at Purdue Stadium that helps put on this show that we call Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball. Your final score one more time here from Purdue Stadium. It's Fredericksburg 5, Delmarva 4. Shorebirds 5-game winning streak comes to an end by the slimmest of margins here tonight. Until tomorrow at 1:50 for the pregame show, I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.